Gold? Gold, my. Boy, you slip, old man. I'm working very hard on that, too. But because of these things, the pressures have become so great that Dorman EJ can't even wiggle. I mean, can't even breathe. Now, that's all right, because everyone will see that everything functions just fine without them. I would like to make clear that when Lemura thanked Dorman EJ for permitting a party, it was not because they needed permission to give for a party. It was because Dorma and EJ had just about been bumped off. On the Sunday before. And it didn't seem very appropriate to be having a party. On the other hand, if you don't have a group here in which they must participate, isn't it better for you all? But every word you are speaking, everything you put to paper, is immediately going to your enemy. Now, your enemy has boxed themselves into a pretty tight compound. I like to use that term because that indicates a cult. And I'm going to explain to you this morning how those calling you a cult, because they have to do that, because the ADL always comes against the cult, you see. And they've been working with the ADL and the CAN, the Cult Awareness Network, which is also part of the Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, to get you. This is a committee on national radio. You'll be getting all of that. We're writing on it because that is what is in your news these days. And you have to see how it is you become the brunt of something like this. George Green has to continually refer to the Ecker cult. Why? Because unless you can squeeze you somehow into a cult, they don't have anything. There's nothing. And by calling you a cult, he is hoping, and he has, you see, they have managed to get a lot of strength on the outside here to pull in against you, but when they get in here, they don't find anything except good business, and a lot of it. And when I say a lot of it, I mean a lot of separate businesses. I'm very pleased to see Court here from Nevada, because he becomes also a focus just for doing his job right. And because of all the things that have been brought against various and sundry ones here of that group of entities trying to break corporate veils, and if they do, you will go after the state of Nevada. Do you understand me? This is not just a game we're playing. This is a full-blown testing. Before I get into that, I would like to do some business. And I already hear the ones on the other end of the sound machine. Ah, so it's a farce. They're going to do a little business, and then we'll have a little more, and we'll all wait, guys. I should do what the late news does, make them wait until just before I go off the air. But I welcome them aboard. You see, when you set up your life and your things so that you don't have to hide behind some damn lie, you don't have to worry about it, do you? Because your story will always be the same. The truth. And to break that, you will have to lie. So any of you utilizing any of the mechanisms that we discuss, or for instance that the corporation for which Court works offers you, and you get up there and you say, yes, I, Joe, have a corporation. Unless that corporation is in your name, you lie. Don't put yourself in the position of abductees, you know, where the hypnotist goes back and say, now, are you aboard a ship with crystals hanging all over the place and dirty laundry around, and they're going to now poke you with a big needle? Tell me, are you there? Oh, yes, I'm there. Oh, here is another abductee to add to the bunch. To go over to Mr. Hopkins and we'll just have a great old time. And then we'll slap that along with Broom Lake and Area 51, and man, we got a going story. I can get any one of you to say anything in hypnosis. Unless it is against the very basis of your being. And I've had to confront a lot of these instances in the last 2 weeks. The closer we get to doing anything, really, to climbing out from under some of these assaults, the harder the old Big Brother works to both bump off. That means take out. That means really kill in the physical form. Beings that we basically need still functioning in the human form. That means I've got to keep them alive. And I've got to keep them alive, some of them, in spite of themselves, they prefer not. They're wishy-washy. And because they haven't kept up with any of the lessons, either because they didn't really believe in it or they were so occupied, and I'm sorry, I just don't have time and I know all about it, BS. You don't know anything unless you've been here and studied it. I'm sorry about that. If you're going to be working anywhere near my command, and that is my hats on, hats on command, that has nothing to do with Doris Ecker. Doris Ecker has no followers. EJ won't even follow her to the birdhouse. Now that is hardly a cult. And as long as everybody understands that, when they put her on the witness stand, my friends are going to get hatton. And they know it, and they don't really want her on the witness stand. She doesn't know anything about the theory of Russell's light. But I do. And in an altered state, what is the judge going to do with her? Put her in prison? He very well may. But I think I'm more clever than that. We don't have to worry about it today, do we? Because Mr. McDonald sold out. They bought the files. Now they've got to get the files back to him, or he is in contempt of court because the judge has now ordered him to come to court and produce the files. Ooh, awkwardville. They've worked it out for him to claim that it was through Gene Dixon that he has not produced the file, that he was told not to. Now, why would this be important? Because of the nest of thieves in Sacramento. Constitutional Law Center Trust, We the People. It's all so tangled up, and it goes back years and years. And massive amounts of money. Massive. Gary Anderson was tangled up in the international gold business. I believe it's going to end up being referred to. People would have to correct me, but I am not going to ask for correction in this room. The International Gold Vault. Very serious, very dangerous, but guess what? Ones act like here that you are somehow involved. You are not involved. I am not involved. These ones are not involved. Everything that you do here can be done out on Tehachapi Boulevard with Jason Brent. And unless you stop this little clandestine type of, well, terror, you're going to always give the image to all of those watching you that they can use against you, and that is that you are all doing something. Well, I hope you're all doing something. And I hope you are breaking your back doing it, because you need it. But I'm tired of this game. And information that someone should have, they're not able to receive it because others perceive it's better to shelter Dorma. We don't need any sheltering. We have to know basically what is going on. It doesn't mean we need to know the little details. And ever since I've appeared on this place, there have been important things going on. But you're in those latter more important days now. Ones have asked, is there such a thing really as a phoenix bird? Yes, there is. And there are four of them up above Dorma's house. They dwarf anything you've got in the eagle family. Why are they there? For protection. And they're there because the crystal is there. And it's a great sign to the ones waiting for their signature sign. And therefore, I'm not going to go farther into it. Everybody doesn't have to know everything about everything. It gets you in trouble. That means that you know hardly anything about anything. But I didn't come to yell. I came to ask Jack if he would speak with Rick at some detail about I hate to use the right name for this. We'll call it MSM. Methyl sulfonyl methane. I want it in the weight reduction program. But because this is a product that has been banned in some states, you know it works. On the other hand, you also know that it could get you in trouble. I believe that this particular product you will find is clean and clear to be used. And it won't take much of it. What it is a cellular carrier. It is something that you rub on your skin. And a lot of you are thinking DMSO. And that's all right. Go ahead and think it, because it's a very, very similar product. Very, very little difference. But you can rub a bit on your skin. You can taste it on your tongue in less than 5 seconds. This becomes a carrier for carrying everything in the compound. and already all of the product will have been exposed to Giandriana and Carbrigia. And the most particularly important thing about this particular product is the Carbrigia. All of the product will be completely combined, and then it will be dried, and then it will be capsuled. And on the program itself, you're going to have to take multiples of capsules. Now, you ones who think that you're not too overweight and you don't want to utilize too much of this, I want to tell you it won't hurt you. But it's hardly any point in wasting it. On the other hand, what it will do is ban excess fat globules from being able to function and lay down fat pads within the cells. So it's a very healthy program that you will be going on. I don't know anything about the cost. I have given a very lengthy list of things that must be in it. And one thing that comes to attention is, oh my goodness, you can't put that much cola nut in there. Yes, I can put that much cola nut in there, because it is the presence of caffeine that will kill your appetite, so that you who are really overweight and just want to munchy, 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 it will cut that. And then we're going to use something called Ma Huang. Oh my goodness, cola, nut, and Ma Huang, that ought to do it. Wing Wang. This is why I'm also balancing the cola nut totally with caffeine bond, so that you can get the physical response you want without the radical transfer in your body. Now, I'm not here to discuss all that. Why I wanted Jack is because Rick just spoke with ones and has some information on the product. I believe that you will find this will be a superb product to carry as a distribution item. And I don't know who is handling these things, whether it's Kathy, Jack, Diane, Paul. I don't know who's doing it. I just know that Rick doesn't have time to do it. And I am always feeling pretty bad about almost anything that we carry as a distribution product, because long ago I told Dorma and then Diane that we will have an entire line of cosmetics before you're done. But you need some of these other products. I had not dared tamper with anything like DMSO, which was only, to my knowledge, approved for veterinarian use in California. And of course, that is for a liniment. Well, now we all know that it can be taken internally. We cross no legal boundaries. None. Zero zip. You'd be out of business by morning. So please discuss with Rick what this is so that he doesn't have to struggle with it anymore. You may want to hook Ron Trelli and the other people that are working on frequency boxes, etc., with Dave. I'm not going to give any more names. Each of you will know who I'm talking about. Things are serious. The enemy's just about boxed you in as far as being able to increase, do business, having what we call lenders, who in the world would want to lend to something that they say they're going to put in receivership? Well, I'll tell you, if they really could see what is happening, everybody in the United States would. Because from what they have done, they have made this the most sound one institution in the nation. It has been investigated by the RICO squads out of Washington, D.C. And you cleared. On the other hand, with enough funding, we may have to phase her out completely. That is a business decision that will have to be made not by me and not by Eckers. But that can go on its way. If we cannot run with what is going now, we may seriously have to consider closing some of the things, and the paper is an obvious one. The expense of that paper gets really, really heavy on the postage end of it, and yet we've had some fantastic help, which I really appreciate, and I publicly acknowledge right now. But again, I will not use names, because if I use a name in this room, you can depend on having a package from George Green et al. In 3 days. Now, I don't care. It's also a very good way to get all the information back. He is getting desperate, and I really don't understand why some of the ones in a higher position than he is. I really, truly don't understand how he's still alive. He has damaged so greatly an ongoing program that some of these nice guys have going. And one of them's Bo Greitz, another one is Gary Anderson, and I want to tell you, neither one would blink an eye. So I don't really understand why they were foolish enough to do what they did. I'm very thankful that they did it. Because you have piles and piles of documentation required that you do a lot of background search, and a lot of wonderful tidbits have come up. Thank you, Nora and Karen. I need some kind of report, at least as to time, etc. Tomorrow is the hearing for John. They've done it again. They will not release any information on his health. No one's been able to get in there to get his signature on his own papers. Yuan's fell for it again. Oh, I don't believe that we need another attorney. I believe this one can handle it. All he's got to do is take the papers in there. B.S. Ultimately, it may be all right. But you have to think farther than just John Sreffer in a courtroom, because this involves, and court has been very diligent in his own work regarding corporations that are involved here. And there needs to be a legal document into the institute that states you shall not make any more payments or anything on any of these accounts. They are now frozen until resolution, since John Sreffer is filing for divorce. And this thing must be settled. On the other hand, I don't want court caught in the middle by writing such a document. You need an attorney to do it. It would have been nice to have John's attorney do it. What are we apt to face in there in the morning? Well, they were told to bring John to court, but I would guess that they probably will keep him quite isolated from all of you. Now, the judge does not want Eleanor to continue, and this is because they all knew that John was filing for divorce, so let's just put it where it's at. So they're going to have to do something, either declare that he can function or that he has a new conservator or he's absolutely crazy. But if they say that he is absolutely crazy, he is still in the wrong place. That is an Alzheimer's center. He has no Alzheimer's disease. And when they are getting no money, they'll get rid of him. Do you understand it? That's the way the system works. And the doctor he went to is a working collusionist with that hospital. And they signed him in as a pauper with absolutely no assets. And now we're talking $400,000, $700,000 in assets. That's fraud. Now, Court, were you able to talk with John's son? Well, I know that he did. And the next will break your heart. All of you parents. Enough rift was applied. Enough pressure was applied, and there was already a rift between John and his son. But enough pressure was applied by Eleanor to widen that gap to the point that the son wants nothing to do with his father. I believe it is just about as sad a case as I have witnessed of someone trying to struggle on, keep his sanity in a place like he's in. Keep his faith enough to hang on. And be within his faith enough that when he talks to a psychiatrist, he'll probably blow it. Because, you know, no medical psychiatrist who works toward death is going to allow someone who talks to God to be sane. Keep your energy with him so that he has the strength to get through this. John has carried a load throughout the eons of time. And now, you know, our enemy can get on the honker and say, oh, listen to them. Life after life after life. One's experienced, and now they're going to give you a big bunch of BS. Now I'm going to tell you. Saul of Tarsus confronted Jesus, all right. He was the head hound dog of hell against Jesus the Christ. Ah, but he was changed in the flicker of a light beam. No, he wasn't. He did have a conversion, but it wasn't then. He was scared, and he knew he was up against something pretty big and pretty important and got his attention. But he was like the rest of mankind that doesn't want to bother to learn anything. I know it all now. I've had this revelation. So what you do is in your great revelation and at the time, and go back and read Emmanuel. Esau, Emmanuel said to him, you will pay. It will all come back to you. And in a while, there will be a man born that will be the destruction of you, and his name will be Mohammed. And whether you like it or don't like it, what is happening in the Holy Land is because of Mohammed.
Court is here now.
John experienced as Saul of Tarsus. He was told, "You shall live all of your times upon the earth in confusion until this is worked out, my friend." And John has. And John served enough time . Paul did more damage on the face of this earth than any other one person. Oh, but he wrote, and he wrote, and he wrote. He certainly did, and most of it was incorrect. Did he intentionally deceive? No. By the end of his journey, he did not intentionally deceive, and therefore, you can put a lot of credence in most of what Paul offered. What he didn't get correct was what was actually happening around him. He merged it with what was the accepted mode of operation of the day. Women were nothing, etc. I wonder what Hillary's Hellcats would do with Paul. Well, you know what they've done with Paul. They're going to get rid of God. And you leave them in there long enough, and they will. You better just be holding your breath. Clinton is in real, real trouble. The only thing for your own cause is that while he's in hot water, it's okay. If they kill him or impeach him, you got another problem. On the other hand, if you can suck him out, maybe you can get the Hellcats out too. Or you're going to come into a matriarchal situation that you're not going to be able to stomach. You can have some mean warriors in the form of males, but I want to tell you, when you have Amazon warriors in the form of females, there is nothing meaner. They will draw and quarter you without even batting an eye. And that's what you've got. Court, would you share with us just a little bit? Did you talk with John's son?
Yeah, I had a chance to talk with John's son, whose name is John also. It's not Junior, though. Or at least he doesn't use it. He contacted me regarding his father's corporation, and we talked for a little while. John has had a lot of thought, it sounds, regarding his father and where his father's at right now, which has a lot of history to it. John had divorced John Jr., we'll call him, his mother, and went on and married Eleanor. And during the time that John Jr. was growing up, there was no support of his children or the family at all. And John Jr. at this point in his life is pretty apathetic towards his father, and there's really no relationship there at all, and hasn't been for many, many years. And because of this, at this point in his life, he kind of has an attitude that what goes around comes around, and that this is taking its turn now against his father, and it's not necessarily his responsibility to come and save his father, because his father was never there for him. So it's going to be questionable to what extent John Jr. is going to be able to help his father or willing to. I had a chance to talk to him a little bit. We established a little bit of rapport. So I don't know where it's going to go, but at this point, he's not interested in doing too much. He feels as though anything that John had in his 25 years with Eleanor is theirs together, no matter how you want to consider it and whether or not it should be John's beneficiaries or his children or whatever else. He's not too concerned about representing his father or about any kind of inheritance or anything else from his father. But he sounded as though he's thought it through over many years. He wasn't real flippant with the way he responded at all. So some of the other things he said regarding corporation and where all that's at, I'd rather not discuss here in an open format, but that gives everyone a little idea of where he's at, and wondering or not if he would be supportive of helping his father with respect to his father's corporation and with respect to his father's situation. It doesn't look very likely that he's going to put a lot of energy in that direction.
Thank you. I guess we'll play it out. Don't you wonder how in the world you end up here at a place like this, at an impasse like this? And one can go back and say, well, George Green should be hanged and quartered by one of Hillary's Hellcats. Well, they have a gigantic gold operation, dome buildings, talk about cult. They plan to build a Christian covenant community up in Idaho, utilizing these things, teaching ones how to use guns. And always everyone's shocked when I say, I don't care. And anyone who wants to go with them, go with them. Go do it. I'm not sent here to cram God down anybody's throat. And that's a little hard when we first begin our lessons. So new ones who come within our presence. And now I want to tell you the presence is very, very close. When we release the phoenix, you know the presence is very, very close. And I personally have had to intervene. And when I say intervene, I mean intervene as a teacher and as taking control of what will happen, but still in a very etheric level. I've had two or three energies off your place on my ship more than they have been in their beds, keeping them alive, giving them enough lessons, backing off the big brother, and literally bypassing implants where they're totally programmed. One of them literally thinking his heart's going to explode, terrified it will explode, and it could explode because they have planted an implant right into the heart muscle. So when you get up in the morning and you look in the mirror and you say, well, I wonder what cute thing could happen today, these are the things that are happening to some who are in a position to be of help. Now, we're going to have to be very cautious with what we do, what is required. There needs to be some support of the ongoing program. We should know in 2 weeks whether we can pull this one off. We pulled off one. We pulled off one, brothers, that would blow your minds away.
Can I turn the tape?
Yes.